All right, Kuf Samach Sivav. We're going to learn a new term today. The concept of Ribis Mukdames and the concept of Ribis Mu'ucheres. Let me explain what's happening. A typical Ribis Deraisa is Ribis Katsutsa. Ribis which is arranged at the time of the loan. In Sivdalid, we had a case where it was not arranged at the time of the loan, it was only given at the time of the Pirai. So that the Ribis was only at the very end. Today, in Sif Vav and Zayin, we're going to deal in Sif Vav with Ribis, which is not at the time of the loan, it's well before the loan. Or Mucheres, well after the loan has been paid. We'll explain what that means. In Sif Zayin, we're going to talk about money which is during the time of the loan. So what's similar about what we learned last week and the two sifim or three that we're going to learn this week is that all these cases are cases of ribis which is extended at a time that's not typical for an interest payment. It's not arranged originally, it's not ketsutza, it's given at a different time. What does ribis mukdemes mean? What does ribis mu'ucheres mean? Ribis mukdemes and mu'ucheres are two types of ribis which are similar in the fact that the money is given totally separately from the loan transaction. Let's say you have a man who plans to borrow money. He wants to borrow money, he knows he plans to buy a house, and he's got a rich uncle or something, and he wants to borrow money from him. So beforehand, he wants to butter him up a little bit. So beforehand, he sends him a gift. And his intention is, he's sending him a gift now, he never sends him gifts. He's sending him a gift, he's going to buy him an aliyah on Yom Tov, because a few weeks after Yom Tov, he plans to approach him for a loan. So beforehand, he's going to try to be extra nice to him, and buy him things. That's called Ribis Mukdemes. Ribis Mu'ucheres is the reverse. Ribis Mu'ucheres is that I borrowed money from you, and I paid you back, no interest, it's all done. But I feel good. So afterwards, the next Yom Tov comes around, I go and I buy you an aliyah, or I send you flowers for Yom Tov. It's mu'cheres, later than the loan. So this, not only is it not, we know it's not deraisa, it's not ribis tutsa. Right? We already learned that any ribis that's not promised at the time of the loan is not ribis deraisa. But it's further; it's yet further removed. It's mukdemes or mukheres. It's prior to the loan, or it's after the loan has been completed. What is the
even
din?
If it's money?
What?
Even if it's money.
Even if it's money. Even if it's a gift of money, all these things are called ribis mukdemes or ribis mukheres. We have here in Sivav a machlokes rishayim regarding the status of ribis mukheres and mukdemes. And you'll have to just pause for a minute and swallow what you see. You'll see it's a machlekes mechaber Ramah, and the Ramah just sticks in the three words, but he changes the whole picture of it. Sifa. Aser lahagdim haribis ayla acher aysay. It's aser to pre-give ribis, or la'acher aysay, or to give it later, after the loan has been repaid. Ketza. Nosan Einov Lo Vais Mimenu. He has a plan to borrow from him. Nosan Einov Lo Vais Mimenu. Vayam Mishagalei David. And he's sending him a gift ahead of time. That's Osir, according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds three innocent words. It's Osir Upirish Bishvil Shel Yelveim. He said, I'm sending you the gift, and I intend to ask. He said, Beferish, I intend to try to borrow money from you in the future, and I'll buy you a gift, you know, I'm going to ask you for a favor next week. Upirish b'shvil shilvei. Now, if you pause for a minute, you realize there's a tremendous difference between the Shulchan Aruch without these three words of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch with the three words of the Ramah. Right? With the three words of the Ramah, that's a very big kula. The Ramah is saying that it's only aser if it's pirish, only if you said beferish that you intend to borrow. That means that if you just want to butter him up ahead of time, And later you're going to ask him for a taiva. So in the meantime, you're being very nice to him. That's mutter. We're not saying it's midas taivais. We're just saying that it's mutter according to the rules of ribbis. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's aser. It's a tremendous difference here in Machlokes Rishayim about ribbis mukdames. The same Machlokes we'll have in a second regarding applies to ribbis mulcheres. Let's say someone lent you money, and later you want to send him a gift. If you say that according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's aser. According to the Ramah, it's only aser if pirish b'shvil she'elveyum. If you said that the reason I'm giving you this gift is because you lent me money, then it's aser. But otherwise, it would seem that it's mutter according to the Shita Sarama.
So an act to me, let's say, if he doesn't lend him any money later, is he still alive? I mean, if an asr, who lends me money?
Okay, so the question is, let's say I tell somebody, I'm giving you a gift, and this week I plan to ask you for a loan. And he takes the gift. So what happens is during the week he says no. This I say, okay, give me back the gift I sent you. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chabas Das both make a very strong point here. You can look at the Pischei Tshuva Zayin, the last line of Pischei Tshuva. B'shul Shilveu, I'm the Chabas Das. The Chabas Das I told you once is the Nesivus on your day. So because of the Ma'ariv, you should not only amatana. And he says, look, the gift is an outright gift. I'm hoping that you'll want to, if you want, that you'll give me a loan. But if you make it a condition of the gift, that's awesome. If it's a condition, that's regular ribbis. I'm giving you a gift on the condition you give me a loan. So that's out now, Dribis, and that's also according to everybody. The Rabbi Kivager says the same thing. If you look at Rabbi Kivager, five lines from the end of Rabbi Kivager, it begins Sivvav. Vahaya Mishagar Laidar Mishushil Veo, Nirulani is Daiti. Deozel Dafka Mishalayach Laidarach Matana. You're giving him an out and out gift. Umavakish Mimenu Shilu Mishilzeh. Uderach Sheikhad Baalma. He calls it Sheikhad, he calls it a bribe. You're giving him a bribe. Give someone a bribe, you don't get your money back if he doesn't deliver. Then if he doesn't lend him the money, he would have to return the gift. Then, when he gives you the loan, at that time you meichel what you gave him. That's ribis deraisa. The daima kaimer chayv shef li machalach b'tadaisha tilveini. It's like telling somebody, no, I gave you the gift. You won't have to return it if you lend me the money. Daiva kaimer tilveini achayv machalach daiva ribis tzutza. It's mamish ribis deraisa. Moshkos b'shayasif kei nirol in his daiti. So let's just, again, I'm just always chayshid. That's going to get confusing. I want you to walk out of here today. We learned about Ribbis Mukdemis, Ribbis Mukheres. What's the din? There's something terrible about it. No. I want you to know the rules. The rule is, if you give, we're talking to that now about Ribbis Mukdemis. Mukheres will have a parallel rule. Ribbis Mukdemis, you want to give him a gift ahead of time with the hope that it'll lend you in the future. If it's a Tanai in the gift, that's Ribbis Deiraisa. I give you a gift on the condition that you lend me money later, and if you don't, you have to return it. That's Ribbis Ksus. If you just try to send him a gift ahead of time, it's an out and out gift, but you're hoping that it'll influence him in the future. The Shulchan Aruch Shita is that is Aser B'chol Inyan. That's Aser no matter what, if that's your intention. And the Ramah Shita is Dafka Pirish B'shvil She'ilveyu. Dafka, if you say, I'm doing it on the condition that you lend me money, if you turn the page. None of the condition, with the hope that you'll lend me money. Good. Ramah says, "I shehu matana meruba, the mistama have a kibul perish life." Or it's such a big gift that it's obvious that you got something in mind. And if it's obvious you have something in mind, then that's a problem. The mistama have a kibul perish life, and that's aser. So what is considered a big gift and what's not considered a big gift? That's hakolafi ha'inyan. It depends. If it's someone you don't know at all and you send them anything, it might be considered obvious.
Is it considered a tzutza or not at this point?
it's not Ketsutza. It's still Ribis Darabanan because he's not obligated to lend you the money.
When does the Yizkor take place? I think that's what he gives a gift.
It's a very good question. We're going to get to that question. Let's just finish the Shulchan Aruch, and there's a very big nafkamina in that question. finishing the Shulchan Aruch, Bishir Shelveyu, Zel Ribis Mugdemus. Lava Mimenu, the Hichzer Lai Maisa. If the loan is done, he lent you money, you repaid him. And now, you feel bad for him. He lent you money. He could have earned interest with his money. He lent it to you instead. So you send him a gift. Zuhi ribis mulcheres. Bim avar va'asakein hareza avak ribis. If he did that, that's called avak ribis. We'll get into a discussion of why the term avak ribis, the dust of ribis, but for today, it's enough to say avak ribis is ribis drabanan. Just the term, avak ribis is ribis drabanan, like avak lashon hara, this type of thing.
Who's going to get both or just one gift?
What?
Who's going to get avak ribis? Both or
just
one?
Both are avak ribis. They're both.
Even if he was not pirish.
And again, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if he wasn't pirish, we assume the Ramah would hold the same thing. It's only if pirish, or if it's obvious. Such a matana meruba, that it's obvious. Let's say... now, first of all, how do we paskin? Machlokes mechaber Ramah. How do we paskin? The Chachmas Adam paskins like the Ramah. The Shach in Sukkot and Yud, which maybe we should take a look at in a minute, seems to paskin like the mechaber. And lahalacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and that's accepted by the contemporary paskin, is that one can be mekel. It's a shavu d'rabbanan. Remember. Now we have a rule of thumb whenever we learn halacha that suffik drabanan lekula and rishul chumra. If you have a clear machlokes where the sides are pretty even, by drabanan's lemekel. So Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that being that it's a machlokes in regards to a drabanan, so a person could be mekel. So it's a right to lahachmir yachmir laatzmai v'loy lacher. If you want to be machmir, yachmir la'atzmai, it's a personal stringency, a person could be machmir, le'la'cherim. That means that if you're grateful to someone who lent you money, so, alright, if you're going to send them flowers, it's not someone you ever send flowers to, that would be a matana meruba. But maybe next time you send him mishloach manis, you'll add something to it, you'll make it a nicer thing to give it to him, or next time, very often it happens, somebody lent you money, you're very grateful to him, and then he makes a simcha, you give him a gift. So now, you're giving him a bigger gift because he lent you money. He's a closer friend of his now. So you're giving him a bigger gift. That's mucheres. By mucheres is really the same thing. It's really the same achleikis. The Ramah would hold that a ribis mucheres is also only usher of pirish, or if it's an obvious thing. And if not, it'll be because Ribis Mugdemus and Mugheres have the same rules.
Shouldn't there be a time limit? That's Mugdemus, Mugheres. I mean, how long before?
Oh,
or how long?
Nachinami. It made such a chilek that after a long time, there's a difference. Let's see if it's in the Shach. Let's see Shach Yud. Matana Meruba, Minstama have a Kapirish like Ketzar Chleimer. Abon Matana Muetes. Bistama mutter. If you give him a matan mutter, bistama, shach doesn't mean bistama, it's mutter. That's not what he means. Stama means you say some and you don't say why you're sending it, okay? Bistama, if you're not pirish mutter, the laidami lulel sif dalit, the bistama osir, the husan bishas piroin, who? If at the time you pay him the loan, you give him a gift, that's bishas piroin, that's no good. Harash, you tell me the arash. Mashma, the hecha da haloiva miskavim l'shem ribis. Afilu bistam osur. The chen kosev b'sefer atrumis u'mevi'ei b'si aishis. B'al atrumis u'mevi'ei b'si aishis. B'dakim aishim. He's saying that if the loiva is miskavim l'shem ribis, afilu bistam osur. Even if you don't say anything, it's osur. Now that's not like the Ramah. Right? The Ramah said that stam is mutter. He's saying that if your kavana is l'shem ribis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows your kavana, and it's awesome.
No,
so jump down.
The
loiva, the life is the one asking Shiloh. The Malva, once he got it, so now he has to ask Shiloh. But the question is, if the life is allowed to do it, Stama, and under such a condition. So he's saying Stama, it's us. So if you look down at the Kita Eger in the second line, Kekos of Balatrumus and Via Besiais, if the MS, Das Balatrumus Mashma, Das Beinam is Kavanasa. The Balatrumus, Taka is Machmer even more, even if you're not Miskavan. The cost of him, Rogulish Layak Laydar and Shari. It says only if you're always sending gifts, now you can send him gifts too. Vushalay is Kavanakach. Hurry to Beinai Rogul, Afalon is Kavanasa, Kekos of Shlom Allah. He says the Shach is right, the Balatrumus Machmer, he's not even more. Even if Einem is Gavin, the Balachum is his master. Ulam zeu rak lamai besvira lei la Balachum is kah Rambam. Da filu bestam aser kamesh kasa beis yaisim. He's going with the Rambam Shita, which is the Shita of the beis yaisim of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that it's also even if like Pirish. Avol, skip to present. Avol, Shita's Harash Vator, the Sosam Ramak Havasayu La Halacha, and he also Elabim Mefaresh. The Ramah who holds that it's us only if you say it, ain't afgamina. Because that. The Bavada Ephelim is Gavin Mutter. Ella, Matana Maruba, given the Muchamil Sahabaka Pirish. The Divrei Hashach Khan, the Masha Kosakim Alacha, Miskavin Asa, Sarachian. This Shach is Masha, he's passing like the Rambam in the Machaber, Sarachian. Since when do we pass like the Rambam against the Ramah? So the Kiva Eger seems clearly to hold the Iker like the Ramah, and it's only us at Pirish, and on this a person is allowed to rely, that you're allowed, after you've borrowed money from someone, of course, you feel grateful to him, you're allowed to feel grateful to him. So you're allowed afterwards to send him as long as it's not Muchach, you're allowed to send him a gift. If you sometimes send them a gift, or you send them a gift which is a little nicer, for a simcha, if it's muchach, if you give them a tremendous gift that's muchach, then it's a problem. But if it's obvious what it's for, then it's a problem. If it's not obvious what it's for, then it's a davar amutter, and that's the idea you have to have for ribis mukdemes, ribis mukheres. Of course, it's going to start getting confusing. We'll talk about other cases. But bottom line, this is what you have to know. Ribis mukdemes, mukheres is mutter. If it's not pirish and it's not obvious, even if it's in your mind. Now, pirish, you can tell your wife. Pirish means you're not pirish to the mouth.
No.
If you tell your wife, let's send him a nicer gift, he left us money, that's not called pirish. Pirish means to the individual himself.
The example already lists in the case that happened with
That's always going to be Meruba, they didn't even know the name.
So it can only be somebody that you normally would.
So we have an old Shiloh we always kicked around in yeshiva. What happens? Somebody, I don't know from Adam. And he lends me money. He gives me a nice loan. And he happens to live in my neighborhood, so he gives me a loan. So now I walk in the street, I say good morning to him. Why I say good morning? I'm being grateful for the loan. Like, now I know him. Till now I didn't know him. And now I know him. I say good morning to him. So, is that Ribbis Devarim? I'm doing an exchange for the loan. But is that Ribbis Devarim? Now I already have a friendship with him. So comes Purim, I'm sending my neighbor's Mishlach money. So I'm not going to send him. You know, he lived two houses from me for the last 10 years. I didn't know he existed. Right? I didn't know that he was around. But now I know him, you know. I know his name, and I know who he is. And so we always kicked around the Shaila and Yeshiva. I'm not really... Now, if I'm doing Kickstarter because of the law, it's a problem. It's the bar. I'm doing because now I know the man. Now I have an acquaintance with him. You know, if I would have done a business deal with him, I'd do the same thing. I'm not doing it because of... So I don't know. How do you pass such a din? I'm sending him a Shlach Manas. He's my neighbor for many years. This year he gets. His wife says, how come the rice was sent? He said, he has to call money this year. I like to call money. I'm wondering. You get to know a person. Once you do a business with someone, you get to know him. It's a different thing.
The easiest way is, I won't say
yes.
If you get the same as everybody else, I can save more heads than you're going to give more problems.
I give the same as everybody else who I don't know.
No.
what I mean? It's like it's a funny thing. The leiv is not the lahako. He became your acquaintance. That's how he became your acquaintance. But what? We're going to discuss that in Yisrael. We're going to get to Rivas Devarim, and we're going to have a very interesting shy.
Later on.
Because of the law.
Shabbos, in Israel, everybody says good Shabbos. And here, even in Borough Park.
All right, two Shilas.
In Lakewood, they say good Shabbos.
It's me, and I can certainly send it back. And others, now we're friends. And he says, me, so I can certainly send it back. All right, these are the rules of the Rivas Lugdem. There's two Shilas that the place can talk about. Again, at the risk of confusing the issue, we're learning this once a week. It's easy to lose it, you know, from week to week. So again, to know the basic rules are important, and even to review them. But there's some of the shilas that come up, two shilas that come up. One shila, let's say there's somebody sitting here, and he says, "Hey, you know, I just did this. I just did this last week. I sent my friend a gift, or I bought him last yontif an aliyah, because I know that I'm going to have to ask him for a loan." And I was even perish, maybe, like the Rabbi. So I was even perish. What do I do now? Now, am I allowed to ask for a loan? I did it already. So Rivas Lugdemis is Rivas de Rabbanon. We already said, Rivas de Rabbanon, you're not mechuyev to return. I already gave it to him. Now, am I allowed to ask for a loan? Or, maybe if I don't ask for a loan, I'm a sack in the yisr. Because if I ask for a loan, so then I was at the Rivas Lugdemis. If now I will not ask for the loan, I'm misakein the yisr. The whole yisr was for me to give it to him because he would give me a loan. So is that now a consideration in my not asking for a loan? Should I say, no, the Aveira, I did already. It's done. You don't have to pay me back. I'll do tshuva. But now, to ask for a free loan, I can ask for a free loan. So the Bris Yehuda, you should know, is the first contemporary sefer on Hilchos Rivas. As you know, we live in the age, they say there were Tanoim, Ameroim, Goinim, Rishainim, Achrainim. What are we? So some say Tachtainim, you know. more appropriately, we're Malachtim. We're Malachtim. Today, most Shilas are out there somewhere. And we have access to Svarim like nobody had. The Chazanish didn't have access to Svarim. The Chafetz Chaim didn't have what we have. Well, basically, Malachtim, Shilas come up. Somebody in Shul had a difficult Shaila, he asked me last week. So I told him, call me 11:30. Well, it's nice. He calls me 11:30. He says, okay, I'm reminding you. I say, fine, it's going to take me an hour. So I'll see you by Shachris. This morning I went to him and I told him, you know, I found it in a footnote to a certain Sefer that this Shaila was asked to the Chazainish once, and I told him what the Chazainish passed. So you find it. So basically, when Malachtim, I didn't go back to the Gemara and the Rishayim the way the Nidmi who did it and learn through the Sugya with Rishayim and everything and then say my own Svara. Today, Ruba de Ruba, we're Malachtim. Now, if through all my efforts I can't find it anywhere, so then I have no braver. I have to go back and try to trust my judgment. 95% of the time, we find the Shaila somewhere. So we're basically Malachtim. All these liquid Svaram you have in Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Muktzah, Ribbis, everyone was afraid to touch. Until this Yid, Rav Blau in Eretz Yisrael, put out a Sefer Bris Yehuda. He's today on the Badatz. The story that they say about him, and I believe it's true, he is a Yid who always learned. For his Parnassa, he worked in a bank in Yerushalayim. And working in the bank, Ribbis Shilas came up, Hashemishbet issues came up, and he trained himself, he became an expert. Eventually, he printed this Sefer Bris Yehuda. This was the first Likud Sefer on Hilchos Rivas. No, I can never say the first that was Mekubal, that was a good job. And this gave him a certain amount of knowledge. He became well known in an area where there are very few Rabbanim who are able to pass in Hilchos Rivas. It's really a specialty area. And eventually, he got a job as in Dayanos. He subsequently printed 9 volumes, Piskei Chayshin, Chayshin Mishpat. And he is basically the expert in Hilchos Ribis and in Chayshim Mishpat, the monetary shaylus. All this he started from being the enemy gear cop of a working man who obviously was always Teirasayim Nasayim. And he, in this Sefer, in Bris Yehuda, subsequently he sort of broke through. It became easier for others to put out Likud Svarim, because if you had a shayla, you couldn't find where the tshuva is. You looked at Bris Yehuda, he found it for you. And he did it. He is down on this shayla. He doesn't have a ma'amokim for it, so he's down on his own. If somebody already gave a gift for Ribbis Mukdemis, or you received a gift, and now the person asks you for a loan, the paskins that it's also to give the loan. You're misakhand the answer. He sent you a gift. He sent you a gift. Now he comes and he says, you know, the gift I sent you, I'd like to borrow money. So you say, you know, it's obvious. You never sent me a gift before. I understood that you wanted a favor. You want to borrow money? I'll tell you, I can't lend you the money. If you wouldn't have sent me the gift, I could lend you the money. You just asked for a gift. But this is Ribbis Mukdemes. I can't give you a lift. However, what I could do, I could return it to you, and if you want, you'll ask me for a loan. I'll give you. I'm returning it, whether you take the loan or not. And now, I can give you a loan. So he said he paskins that it's b'sakin the yisur, and it's taka b'stavra, because if he said Rubis Mukdemis, he never borrowed the money. What have ever? And therefore, he says that that a Rubis Mukdemis, you could be b'sakin the yisur.
Is there a difference if you ask the office by himself?
What?
Is there a difference if he offers by himself without asking?
If he offers for himself without the Leiva asking? Leiva Rama is a little different, because the Torah was obvious, so he was Pirish. According to the Machaber, that's a question. It's actually similar to the next question I was going to ask. The Shaila that also Bris Yehuda has done, if I sent someone a gift without any kavana at all, I wasn't mechavan at all to have to borrow money from him. Not at all. He's a nice person, he's a good friend, he came yantav, I bought him an aliyah. And now, according to the Mechaber, according to Rama, remember, it's only us at Pirish. I wasn't Pirish at the time. I gave him a gift and my kavana was totally innocent. He's a very nice guy, and I sent him a gift. I bought him something, maybe it's unusual, maybe it's usual, whatever the case may be. 2 weeks later, a situation comes up. I need a loan. I think my lucky day, you know, it was a nice thing that I lent this guy the money. I give him a gift. And now I go over to him and I tell him that that I'd like to borrow money.
Oh,
now, if let's say I go over to him and I don't say a word about the gift, I just say I'd like to borrow money. Yeah, so obviously that's okay, because like Pirish is mutter. But I go over to him now, I say, you know, I'd like to borrow money. Remember me?
Yeah.
The guy who sent you the whatchamacallit, you know, I'd like to borrow money now. What is the din in such a situation? So in the Bris Yehuda, he's Mesupik. He writes, I'm Mesupik in this din. I don't know. Mishnas Ribis, which is another sefer in Hilchos Ribis, written by an old chavrus of mine, he, in the United States, I can't say he's the one, but he may be the one in Hilchos Ribis. His name is Rabbi Levinoni, Rabbi Ramesh Levinoni. He wrote a sefer called Mishnas Ribis, and he also he became pretty much in America the expert. I learned Hilchos Ribis 1 year. He was part of Chabura. We learned he's a Neshech in the morning and Shulchan Aruch in the afternoon. Yeshiva was learned Bav Metzia. We had learned Bav Metzia in a previous cycle. This is what we learned. 7 years later, came back to Bav Metzia. I wanted to chaz Hilchos Ribis. He had been learning Hilchos Ribis for those 7 years. So Tom told him to make it his Mikzaya. He's someone who Rabbanim call for Hilchos Ribis Shailas. That's his specialty. 7 years later, I learned with him second Seder Shulchan Aruch. I couldn't do it. I mean, we made it through the year. We would learn. He'd look in the Gra. Gra says, Raya from Daphne Vavam and Beis. Why, what's a Raya from the Vavam and Beis? It's a Raya from the Daphne Beis. Maybe it's a Toshat Tvus. He'd go running off. I barely swallowed the Shulchan Aruch. And he, since then, it's like another 7 years, he still, he keeps on saying, I have to do something else, you know, but he's still pretty much in Tilfus Ribbis, like it or not. I know he's just, he's always writing contracts. He always comes to me to write in. Great. And so he argues on this, he pursued this masupik. If you give someone a gift innocently, and later you ask him for a loan, is that mutter? He says, what do you mean? If I need a loan, who am I going to go? I go to my friends. I'm going to go to a stranger. Anybody needs a loan. Of course you go to a friend. So what does it mean? He's your friend. Your friend. You're used to doing each other tightness. That's the nature of every loan. Every loan is you go to somebody who you go to.
Yeah.
So you're going to say,
when is
so,
remember me.
So you're going to go over to him, you're going to tell him, listen, you know, I need to borrow money. Who am I going to go to? I have to go to my friends. You're my friend. So that's going to be really.
Remember me.
Yeah, my friend. All right. So could even say, I bought you something. It's not a very diplomatic way of doing it in the first place, but. Okay. All right. You're my nanny. So bottom line, it comes back to Pirish. That's what you say. Bottom line, it comes back to Pirish. And that's the Baruch Hashem for those three words in the Ramah. Right? It's a rush.
Maybe
he's going
to come to the Ramah.
That's the stuff. That's the pursuit of the stuff. He's only saying that his argument, that's what he do with all friends, may not be a strong guy.
No, but Pirish means.
Cosigner, or we don't go so far now.
We're going to get to cosigners. The issue of cosigners is very complicated. Most loans, the way they are structured in today's day and age, have a problem with a yid co-signing a loan for another yid from a guy beribis. It's not a simple thing. It can be done with a heteriska. But stop to guarantee a loan from a guy to a yid straight out the way it's structured today, which is that the bank has a right to go to you. The contract obligates them to first send a letter to the borrower, but they don't have to go to court and try to seize his property first. They're allowed to go to you. To the cosigner, and for that reason, generally it's a problem. I don't want to get into cosigners today because we're just going to get totally confused, but you should just be aware in the meantime that that's something that's awesome.
Excuse me about this thing about remember me. The Ramah said it's Shlushi Alveyu, the time of the giving of the Matana, but now, but then again, the gift, it has to remember me. It wasn't Pirish Mishas that were given the Matana, but Shlushi Alveyu. Isn't it? Shouldn't it be different?
Which case?
I mean, let's say he tells us to remember me. You want to say it's like Pirish. Why is it a Pirish? Ramah says,
it's a different
time.
It's a different time. It's not Pirish the time he gave the money. It's Pirish the time he gave the loan.
I mean, so it made
it
credit. That's
good. It says Kavanah. That's the name of his mashma, that otherwise it wouldn't be a problem. The giving certainly wouldn't be a problem. The borrowing. It's like Pirish. Of course it's more than that. This is the rule of Ribbis Mukdamis Mukharis. Yeah. Oh, so there's a tshuva, I believe, in the Shevet HaLevi. He says it all depends on this man. He says if you had other business transactions with him in between, that were not gift oriented, that would be enough. You did other things in between, but it's Hakolafia in your Hakolafia as man. It depends on your relationship with the person. It's hard to say. Isn't it? All right. That would seem to be the machlokes b'chaver amah. If it has to do with what you're thinking, or it has to do, again, what the leiv is thinking, what the malv is thinking, malv can think what he wants, but if the leiv is thinking that it's in order for a loan, in order to get a loan, then that's the machaber's isser, and the amah's isser is only a pirish.
The
Pirish or Nicker. Right. So saying now that if it's light Pirish, the Chukas HaRadvaz actually says it's Mutter for sure. The question is only if you express something along the lines about how nice you've been to him, and that's why you feel comfortable asking for a loan, you know, that type of thing.
Even though that's
his suffix.
That might have been the factor that he gave you the loan.
Right. So that's the time that everybody gives a loan to their friends. Because they know them, because they like them. Yes?
Are you allowed to give a loan to somebody? You get told Hanoi from the loan. You can do it. I was special.
The last sifik of Samach is the Shiloh Tavis Hanoi. We're going to get to that. It's a shame. If you give a present and then the person doesn't extend the loan, then it's mutter. Yeah, machinam. There's no problem. It's misconduct. I said Zion. If I had to start a book on ribbis, I would start with Ziv Zion. What's a Shiloh Ziv Zion? It's a typical case. I have someone I know. He just lent me money. What changes? What in my life changes? I have this good friend of mine. I dabble in a mishul every day. We have a relationship. We help each other. We give each other car rides. And we give each other gifts. We're nice to each other. Now he lent me money. What in our life is going to change? Because now I'm a lover, he's a malva, we have Yisuri Ribbis. Can I still give him a car ride? If I'm giving him a car ride, I used to give him a car ride to the corner, can I now drive him to the train? If, different things that happen, the gift, bar mitzvah gifts, chasna gifts, what changes if someone becomes your malva? That's the way I would think a person should start a rules of Ribbis. I think that's the typical question that people ask. So that's Ziv Zion. Sarech ha-malva li-zoyer l'henais me-ha-loiva sh'loi mi-daitoi calls a man sh'ma-isav bi-yadoi afilu b'dava sh'aya isaloi afim loi hoveyu. It's a mouthful. He's like this. Shukhnar says in legal fashion a lot of things all swallowed up in one. Let me tell you the two steps and then we'll read it. The rule is something you did for him all the time anyhow. Yes, you used to do this for him all the time. You're allowed to continue doing it. It has nothing to do with the loan. If every day you gave him a ride to the train, so today you could give him a ride to the train. Now you're involved. That's not ribbis. That's the relationship you always had. It's something that you always did. You were regular. You have to do it every day. You did it often, so that you can continue doing. With so far one exception, there'll be two exceptions. With one exception, and that is shaloi midaitai. Let's say I lend someone money, and he's a good friend of mine, and he owes me money. Now, I'm a good friend of his, and I am in the Daf Yomi. Some days there aren't enough Gemaras, so I've always been doing this. I use his Gemara. If I can't find a Gemara, I use his Gemara, or I use his driveway. I always use his driveway. We're good friends, and if I have to pull in, I just pull in. The halacha is to do things shaloi midaitai without asking permission, even if you are ruggled to do it. When you become a malva, you're not permitted to continue doing it. Shaloi midaitai. Let's see it inside. Tzarech ha-malva lizoyer melehenos mehaloiva shaloi midaitai. The malva has to be careful not to draw benefits from the person he lent money to, shaloi midaitai, without asking permission. Calls a man shema isa biyadai, as long as the loan is outstanding. Once the loan is paid, that changes. Afilu bedava shaya isulai afim lehilveyu. Even if it's something he would have done this favor for me, even if I would not have lent him money. It's awesome. Avo, nehenu mimenu midaitai mutter. But if I ask permission, it's permitted. Bedava shaya isulai afim lehilveyu. If it's something he would have done anyhow, so then I'm allowed to continue. Whatever I used to do anyhow, I'm allowed to continue doing. But something that, with this one condition, the condition is that it's not allowed to be shalai midaitai. I'm not allowed to go shalai midaitai. Why not? So Shachir Aleph explained, Shekim et shenehenu mimenu b'lai v'shusai. Since it's not something you usually do, you go to the head of someone without his v'shus, it looks like it's because I lent him money. I know he can't speak up against me, so that's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm confident I can do it without asking rishus. So that is awesome.
Is it something that he did
shalom
yidaitai?
What do you mean?
You will always use it. So now you can't use it.
That's what, if it's a dover that you do shalom yidaitai, you never ask the permission. You just always use it because you know he doesn't mind.
So you're not being so. It's not because of the money.
It's nira. This is only ourselves. Nira. It's Nirev, and that's Osir. Shloimeh Dati. I'll answer your question. Sorry, so I see the second exception, which is the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Uvavad Shaloya Haydavar Shelfar Hesya. On the condition that it not be something which is an open thing, a Farhesya thing. And Kagain Ladur Bechatzeira, Lishtamish Bavada, to live in his house, or to use his Avadim. Avadim are a Davar Anikar. And that's a Davar of Farhesya. His Gemara is not a Davar Shel Farhesya. So it gives me permission, I could use it. But let's say he's got a truck with the logo of his company on the truck. For me to borrow that truck, that's called Farhesya. Farhesya is Nira Karibis, even though he and I know that we do it anyway. But since I now have a relationship with him of Malva and Laiva, I'm not permitted to do things that look like Ribis, and that is either using his things without permission, or a Dover Shel Farhesya. It would seem to me that buying him an Aliyah and Shul is also Farhesya, even though I might have bought him the Aliyah anyway. But Hayais, I now have a Malva Laiva relationship with him. So that's a din of Farhesya, and Farhesya is something that is awesome.
Is the knowledge alone Farhesya? Does everybody know that he's a Malva in real life?
So that's the issue here. It's an interesting issue. Why does it mean it's Nira? Well, not everyone advertises that they're borrowing. More important, people don't like to advertise they're lending. Right? So the issue is in this anyhow. There's no chilek. Once there's a borrower-lender relationship, to do something that appears that's near a Caribis is awesome. Whatever the hazard name. Now there is what? The two separate things. One thing is Shaloi Midaitai, and one thing is for Hesra. Now there's a very, what? Medaita, if I ask it for permission, it's Ragil.
I mean, if you took it from our off the shelf and you said, without permission, you can't do it, because when Simon comes back, he won't tell you, so what happens if you go off and he asks you tomorrow?
If I ask him and he's Ragil, something that he did to me in the past, he always would let me.
But then Shlomi died, if you don't give the extra, he would let you.
Okay, what you're asking has to do with a very important shach. The shach is shach yud beis. I doubt whether you, before you underline it, whether you realize immediately how important shach yud beis is. Shach yud beis is one line. It says, "Ayn lekamon simakusam avav simkatna." There is a marshal that the marshal says that if it's yadua lakoil, that it's Eina Nachmas HaHalva. Let's say this person, he taka lent me money, and taka buying him an Aliyah. But he's my brother-in-law. Everyone knows we're good friends. Maybe it's a bad example. Everyone knows that we're good. He's Nachmas Rusta. We're learning for so many years. We're buddies from. Marshal says that even this criteria of Shaloi Midaita and Farhesya is subject to circumstances. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, in general, you have a person. He's a friend of yours, and sure, most people in your type of relationship don't take things Shaloi Midaita. So you shouldn't take a Shaloi Midaita. Most people in such a relationship are not using his car, buying Aliyahs. So even though your Kavana may be a good Kavana, but the Marshal says if it's Yadu Al HaKoil, then it's Mutter. And there's a second Shita, Yesh Mefarshim, that's even more Mekel. He brings there a Yesh Mefarshim, the Rosh B'Shem, the Yesh Mefarshim, that even the condition of Ragil is subject to circumstances. Because all it says here, Shulchan Aruch, is, I have a friend, I borrowed money from him. So if I'm Ragil, it's Mutter. I always park in his driveway. I'm Ragil, I did it in the past. Ragil means even just two, three times. I can continue. But if he never did it, the Shulchan Aruch would seem to say it's us. It says, "Bedava shayi oisalai afen lo hilvayu." It doesn't really say the word ragel, but the what the Shach says there, b'shem yesh mafarshim, is that you don't need that he did that particular favor for you in the past. If obviously, if he's done a few in the past, it's ragel. So then you can continue as long as it's not farhesi. But it was also subject to circumstances. If they're such good friends, that it's obvious that they do each other, that they would do such tavis to each other. So then the relationship doesn't change because he lent the money, and that relationship could continue. This is the psak of the Yesh Mefarshim, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav is makel pretty much on this kula. And Lamaisa, what this means, this small little shak means, is that it's kamat no nafkamina. If you borrow money from someone, now if you don't know the person, he lends you money, you barely know him and he lends you money, so you have to be very careful. You can't start doing things that you would not have done otherwise. However, if it's a good friend and you have a relationship, your relationship, the key word is the relationship doesn't have to change. There's no change in the relationship. There are no chumris on the relationship. The two chumris that it says are Parhesia and Shalai Midaita. Those two things you have to be careful with. It has to be Nikur Lakol, Yadu Alakol, that you would do such a thing, that you would borrow his car, that you would buy him an aliyah. If it's not Yadu Alakol, then you have to abstain. But outside of that, basically the relationship does not have to change, and the relationship can continue. This is the rule here of Siv Zayin, the rule of thumb. Again, you have somebody you know, he lends you money. The only discussion is for Hesia and Shalai Midaitai. Those two issues, Shalai Midaitai and for Hesia, are issues that you have to be careful. If it's Yadu Alakol, he would do it anyway, so there's no problem. Borrowing a Gemara by Daf Yomi, it could be it's Yadu Alakol. That if he doesn't mind for anybody, it's certainly Yadu Alakol. But Al Kaponim, those are the two basic conditions.
It makes a difference if people know about this halal, yes or not. If nobody knows about this,
yeah. The Pleiskim are not Mechalik if people know or people don't know. It's near a Karib, it's Chazal Asr, there's no difference if it's known to people, it's not known to people.
Just talking about
only
someone
who
you know,
present
the words.
Show your
ruggle,
the words in.
Things that he actually did before, or things that a reasonable person would do.
The language here seems to say that it doesn't matter if he did it or not. The language here seems to say that it doesn't matter if he did it or not.
For example, if I borrow money from someone and then while the full loan is out, the full loan is being paid, and I'm driving my car and I see him standing at the bus stop, and I'm going to pick him up. No?
You want your money and you're going to pick him up at the bus stop.
Right. And that was
it depends.
If you always pick up
people, so you can pick him up. If you never pick people up and you see him, you can't pick him up.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to pick him up just because he's.
If you don't pick people up because you don't know who they are, but him, you don't know who he is.
Okay, if you generally pick people up, because you. Look, you know, a person has to be honest with himself. It's very hard to cut it exactly so.
This is
a difficult Shlach Manis Shaila always. You know, you're going to send Shlach Manis to everybody, you're sending to the person that lent you money. So you have to know, you have to be careful. There's an interesting Shaila that Yehuda has. I'm sorry.
Does the Malda use love as a reference?
Oh, God.
Use the life as a reference. I would think that it goes with this guideline. But double shayla is
that
for Hesia? I don't think so. The reference letter goes to one person.
That would be okay. If
he was endorsing him for president, that might be.
That's
be the guy, though. It's not shayla. We'll get a letter of reference. Shalom Midai.
A little bit in the track.
If he has permission, can I do it any time? Then it's okay.
The Leiden knows
he's doing it because of the loan.
I know he's a weak.
It would seem to be a problem.
He's not
going to
say no.
I'll have to say I'm sorry. You lend me money. I can't do it.
Look at that.
That's a doctor's ticket. If you wouldn't do it. What you have to do is train yourself to be kind to everybody, and then it won't be. The Brisuda has a shaila about a bank gift. Sometimes, once upon a time, they used to give gifts. When you opened an account, you deposited money in a bank, whether you're allowed to get a gift. By the way, I should mention, I mentioned in the past that Emigrant Savings Bank here on Avenue M has a head disc, a Clawley. It's since been rescinded. And there's a new manager in the bank, and he refuses to use the Heteriska. And it's a big problem, because it was enforced in that an emigrant has a Heteriska, and now it's been rescinded. It's really, we have to be fast, and it's not so posh. If someone has a mortgage from emigrant, it's a major problem. I don't know how to get around it. I don't know an answer for you. What? Yes? Okay. Anyway, but the point he talks about is whether there's a heter, if you give a bank a deposit, they give you a gift only on the condition you give them a deposit, and it's a Jewish bank, whether that gift is mutter.
We said that you take it from a bank that's a corporation, business, we said, right?
Oh, if you have a corporation heter, it's only if the borrower is a corporation. The borrower, remember, there has to be no personal liability on the loan. So if I make a deposit and they're a corporation, you have the corporation head. So the reason Bris Yehuda is Mesupi is he doesn't hold it a corporation head. It's just head of corporation. I told you, because Eliezer Strahl basically don't agree with it. And so he's done whether they can give a gift. So he says if they give their gift, whether you make a deposit or if you take a mortgage, it's whether you have a debit or a credit by them, then it's mutter. If it's only for new accounts, then it's a problem. It's a problem of...
they can't have the bank. If you took out a mortgage and they had to risk, then they rescind the had to risk. Can they rescind the had to risk for existing mortgages?
They can't rescind the had to risk for the loan, the money that's already been lent. The money was given on that condition. It can't be rescinded. But for future deposits, it would be a problem. What about a heter iska for a gift of a bank? So he makes an interesting thing. Pashtus, they give you a heter iska, no problem. But he says a very interesting thing. What's a heter iska? I give the bank money. I get my interest to have a heter iska. It means I'm really a partner in the earnings of the bank. The bank lends money. And they make 5%, 6%, so they're giving me 1%, I'm a partner in their earnings. That's a heter iska. So he says if a Jewish bank would want to give gifts, they want to give you a toaster. They want to give you a toaster oven, I should say, no more toasters. They want to give you a toaster oven. And it's exchanged for a deposit, so they get a heter iska. That's only good if you make the deposit, and a month later they give you the toaster oven. Because then it's possible that they made money with your money in between your apartments. But in the day I give them the check, they give me the toaster oven, so what's help the heter iska? You know, I'm giving you this, and for the money you make with it, you're giving me a toaster oven now? Doesn't make any sense. So the heter iska would even make sense for a gift that's given up front. It would seem not to not make any sense.
So the model made a sukkah, and the
So that would be the same thing. If the malva makes a simcha, could the leiva send them a mitzvah present? It would be the same rule. If it's something you would give him even if he didn't lend you money, so then there's no problem. But if you wouldn't do it otherwise, it can, so that the person cannot add to it, can't give more. If it's mucheres, it's if you pay back the loan, and it's a while later, and it's not nikkur, even if in your mind it's because you're grateful, then you could do it. However, and we're going to get to this, I'm sorry, we're going to get to this, it's good you should hear it twice, later in Sifyut Beis, Sifyut Gimel, that let's say someone lent me money, and now his son is getting married. I'm giving his son a bigger gift because the father lent me money. That's not awesome.
I'm not allowed to give the malva money,
or it can be a tenai. You can't lend me money al menas. I give his son a gift. But for me, afterwards, to give his son a gift, so we're going to get to that. Bar mitzvah gift, I think, is a gift to the parents. And if he's saying the chashulchan aviv, If it's going to make life easier for the father, it's a problem.
But the son ends up telling his father that he got a nice gift from this person.
All right, we'll get to it. I believe we'll see that.
He spoke about the deposit.
Even bar mitzvah gives. He gives sparim.
You said about
the
deposit. What about checking accounts? Same thing.
That's an interesting question. What about checking accounts? A no fee checking account.
Okay.
I lend them money and they give me.
They give.
You're right. It seems to be a problem.
Because I got
Zip
a gift.
Cash.
I got a gift this summer, but it wasn't.
Put
it wasn't a
nice
pass.
Apilu lebanav uvnei beisai osa lahal beis berivitz. Your son. He's living in your house. He said, "Nachal shulchan aviv." I feel the bottom of the day. Say, "Also lahal beis berivis." Apa pishenim makdar aleihem. You know, I don't care. You pay me. You don't pay me. Ubavadai nice and lamb in matana, and I'm vadai. I really don't care. The ribis I'm giving as a gift. It's still aser. Chazal say it's aser. Shalai yagilehu b'tam ribis. You shouldn't train your children in the taste of ribis, and therefore don't. Start to lahalveis beribis. I think that the Kutzei Kesef has a girsa here. Lahalveis beribis oy lahalveis mehem beribis. In both directions. Don't think if it's your child it's any different. It's all the same. Members of the family, all the same. I have one shaila that may be nageya to all of you. It happened probably to many. Certainly, rive of us have this shaila. Your son comes home from yeshiva. He's got a bag of candy. When he comes home from there's Eifrach Shul, he's got 6 days. And his brother has none. So his brother is crying, "I want candy." And this boy, who's generous to all his friends, will not give his brother candy. My son asked me at the Shabbos table the other day, says in the Parsha, that why should we fight? Because we're brothers. They still must be talking about it. Why should we be a Mariva? We're brothers. They're very strong possible. Really funny. But he doesn't want to give him. So what do parents do? This happens all the time. They say, "Listen, give him a candy. Tomorrow I'll give you a whole pack." That's what parents say. "Give him a candy. Tomorrow I'll give you a whole pack of candy." Is that really? If you give him today, of course it's a loan. If you give him, I say, "Lend me a dozen eggs today, I'll give you 2 dozen eggs tomorrow." Isn't that ribbis?
No, it's
you're
not.
Letting, you're giving
so,
him a gift.
I'll stop him out of the later.
Giving him a gift.
That's Mecca Hamemka.
Not
Mecca Hamemka.
Oh, it's not Mecca Hamemka. It is Mecca Hamemka. I'll tell you why. Now, he wants to say a heter the following. We are going to have a heter that I could give you money that you should lend my son. Let's say my son wants to buy a house. So I have circumstances, we'll get to the details, I can give you money to lend him. In other words, if it's not in the mavel alive, if the payment is not from the borrower, it's mutter. I had situations with people, they come to me, they have a ribbis problem. And they owe ribbis to a fryer person, and they don't know what to do. They have to go tell them, "Sorry, I'm from Yid, it's ribbis, I can't give you the money. What do I do?" So what I usually do, if it's a small amount of money, I just pay it. I send the money, and usually the guy, a person, gives it back to me. I can't make up, he'll give it back to me. Okay. Sometimes it's thousands of dollars. So I recently had the case, I was graduated with somebody who's a Rebbe here in one of the local yeshivas. So I called his brother-in-law, who I know. I say, "You know, your brother-in-law has problems with ribbis. He owes this place, he didn't know it's a ribbis shayla, he owes them $2,000. If you pay it to him, he'll be off the hook. I'll give you the account number." And you know, he had a credit card that was a ribbis problem. So the brother-in-law paid, no problem. Ribbis is only awesome in Malva Malayim. So you're arguing that I'm telling him, "Give the candy to the other son and I'll give you." That's not true. Who's the borrower here? I'm saying son A, give it to son B. Son B is not the lover. Son B is not going to pay son A back. I'm the lover. I'm saying... I'm the borrower. I'm taking achrayus to give it back to you. I'm the borrower. Give it to him. I'll pay it back to you. Plus, I'll give you a whole pack. It would seem, bashkafa rishayna, what do you know, that's a ribbis problem. Does that seem to be a ribbis problem? I feel the bottom of the day, so
I'd like to give you a full day tomorrow, but I can't.
I can't, you see, say. No, anybody have episode terrorists? Well, you should have this.
I don't understand. Why is the parent the borrower? The son who's lending doesn't care where he's getting candy from. He doesn't care if the other son.
That's right. But who's taking a price for the loan? Again, I want you to know a rule we can have all over Ribbis. The liver is the one who has liability. Liability defines the liver. Liability means that your bottom line, you now are a balchayv. If you tell a child, you should know, it's a double chomer b'yeh, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed, that people tell a child, do this for me, I'll give you a soda. I tell him, if you go to the store, I'll give you a soda. You should know, it's a double chomer b'yeh, you own the soda. The Torah requires, b'yeh my titin skaray. You have to give it to him that day. Now with a gadol, you could say, listen, it's half of me to do today, I'll do it tomorrow, be meichel, it can be meichel, it can't be meichel, labra mechilu. If you tell a child, it happens in camp all the time. Whatever you tell him, it's a double chabon. If you tell a child, do this and I'll reward you, if originally you say, I'll reward you when I have time, and when I get around to it, that's fine. But if you stop, say, do this, I'll buy you a soda, so you have to buy the soda that day. And 1 second, getting back to the Ribbis Shaila, if you tell a son, give it to the other son, I'll pay you back, you are a life. Your mechuyev al pidin to pay back. It's no different than if you borrowed din pruta kedin mana. If you borrowed $1,000 from someone, you have to pay him back. If you borrow candy and it's your own son, he's 3 years old, you still have a full Torah obligation to pay him back. It's no different. He's your son. He's not your son. You have to pay him back. What?
Both ways by matana.
So we already had that. Let's say I say, give me a matana today of $1,000, and in 2 months I'll give you a matana of $2,000. That's ribbis. That's ribbis. If you give me a gift of $1,000, I give you a gift of $2,000.
Even if you say
believe that, yeah. The only limud schus I had is, I don't think it's so, but probe the mind of the father. The father says, if you give him a candy today, I'll give you two tomorrow. If he's really not rewarding alone, he's rewarding the mida taiva of the child, then that's good. But that's not kamida taiva, that you don't give him a candy and he gets back to tomorrow.